holding by you. We can try to be Masadar as clear as we can. And what makes sometimes things a little confusing is because there's a lot of, I'm calling it chumris, but a lot of additions to the Ikar Halacha, which some learned, some didn't learn, some learned differently in different pratim. So on any point which you learned or you didn't learn about, you think I'm leaving out or I'm adding in, just clarify it if it's a point of confusion, because it's very easy to get confused investors and end up doing the chumris and not the ikar adin. Okay, so vest, the word vest means a pattern, a derech, a minik, establishment of how her body works. Like Lashon Tor says, women, rave women have a vest, a pattern to where to how their body works, and when, according to the nature, they're expected to see their next period. The din of vestos, when we talk about the din of vestos, we're referring to the Gemara that tells us there's a possibility, zartim is b'nei so mitumasam. One should make themselves a zar, they should separate themselves from their tumah. Mikan omru, kan omru of yemiya, as har l'bnei so, she yifrishu min shay sam samach l'vestam. Chazal tells that from here we learn out that one should separate himself from their wife samach to their vest. There's a discussion in the Gemara whether this din is deraisa drabanan. Halacha l'mayis be paskin as drabanan. Vest is a drabanan. So it's a din drabanan that one needs to be pirish samach to the vest. The Gemara tells us that one who's careful about this will have banim zacharim. His children will be roi for hirah. And the Gemara tells us that if one's not careful about this, that other things will happen. Now this din of vestes, which is a din prisha, as we'll explain soon, is upon the husband and the wife. It's on both of them. As the Maram writes in the Tshuva, if they were over and they were mishamish, then they found dam, it has a din like a mazid, and they both were over on this halacha, they both need to do tshuva. Sometimes it's the husband's job, sometimes the wife's job, sometimes both jobs. But someone, at least one, has to take the achrayas to keep the cheshbonos of the vestes. Now, this is what's called a kavua. A kavua. What's a kavua? Kavua means she has a set pattern. A isha, a lady who sees three times in a row with the same. On either the same day of the month or the same amount of days in between the riyas, the same interval, then she begins a kviyas. Besides being on the same day of the month or the same amount of days between, it also has to be the same time of the day. Every day is divided into two parts, which is two oynes, the oynes hayoyim, the oynes halayla, there's the day and the night. For these halachas, day is defined by nates to shkia, night is from shkia until nates. Alois and tseis do not play a role over here in these halachas. So if she had three riyas in a row, same day of the month, with the same interval, and all three were day, 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 or night, 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 she has established for herself a kviz. There's what's called a she'ene kavua. A she'ene kavua means that she has no set pattern. It could come at any random time, beginning, middle, the end. Lemaisa, nowadays, it's not common at all for there to be a vest kavua. And it's not common at all that there should be a vest kavua. However, vesheni kavua is also not common. What is common is that most women know between what days they're going to see. I'm just throwing out numbers, let's say between 28 days and 32 days. 30 and 34 days. They basically know between what days they're going to see. But that's not a vest kavua. That's not a vest kavua. It's not random that it could be done during the month, but it's not, it's, 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 uh, It's begedar eini kavur. Now there may be other types of vestas besides the vest that we mentioned of the day of the month or the same interval, but those are really uncommon. There could be one which is a little more common, which is called a vest hashavua, where she had 3 riyas on a Tuesday, 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 with equal weeks in between. This could happen. If one does see on their calendar that there is some kind of pattern following over here, so then speak to a Rav to find out if it's actually a vest kavua or not. Now, the Chacham Sadim tells us that if one wants to be mekayim the mitzvah prisha kitzikunai in its correct way, he should be careful to write the day of the vest and the time of the vest on the calendar as soon as it happens, and to make the cheshbonos so he won't come to be mistaken and not keep to the vest. And he ends off. He says this is what I was makabel from Aravim. Seems like it wasn't such a pashazach, but he says, I was mekavlis from Arvayim, v'kacha yisi noig kol yomayin, this way I was noig all my days, v'le'ina li kol oven, and a mistake didn't happen, baruch Hashem am kadosh amai. So as soon as the vest comes, as soon as the period comes, take out the calendar, he or she or both, you mark down the day of the month, and whether it was day or night. Now, the marking down on the calendar is according to when the Re'iyah started. When she started to see, when she saw her Re'iyah. If, for example, she woke up in the morning and she sees Dam, but she doesn't know if it started before Nates or after Nates, we go with now. Right now she sees it, we assume it's day. If, according to what she's seeing, she could say Vadai was there, it started at night, so that would be a night. But if she can't say Vadai, as long as it's a suffix, we go with the later point, which is right now. And we only mark down the calendar if she became also because of a Re'iyah, as opposed to a Vedika, she did a Vedika, and she found Dam on the Vedika, or a Kesem, she had a stain that made her Usser. That does not go down on the calendar. The Re'iyah goes down on the calendar. What happens sometimes with some women is that they begin with Kesamim, they begin with staining, and then turns into a flow. Or she might have done a Bedika during the day, and then at night she got the flow. So at what point do we consider it a Re'iyah? So many times one will have to be in contact with a Rav to clarify at what point is it a Re'iyah. Or a lady who always, or 5, 6, 7 times, starts with staining and then turns into Re'iyah, also may have a different din. One has to contact the Rav in such a case to figure out when is the Haschalas a Re'iyah for her. The Zmanei Prisha are three. There are three Zmanei Prishas, three times of separation. One is the Oina Beinonis, Yom HaChodesh. Oina Beinonis is day 30. Yom HaChodesh is the Jewish, on a Jewish calendar, the day of the month, which is always going to be either 30 or the 31st, depending on whether the month is a Malei or Chasar, whether it's 29 or 30 days, which if you want to figure out, beginning with Nisan is Malei, so it goes Malei Chasar, until you get to Cheshvan and Kislev calendar, some years Malei, some years Chasa, and then it goes back to being Malei, and the Adar before Nisan will always be Malei. Chasa? Always be Chasa. Always be Chasa. Okay. So, there's the Oina Beinis, day 30, Yom HaChodesh, which is either going to be the 30 or 31st day, and then there's the Yom HaFlaga, which is the amount of days between the previous Riyah and today's Riyah. When counting the Yom HaFlaga, so the one day over there is going to be counted twice, right? Because I'm beginning, the previous Riyah started on day 1, 2, 3, 4, 29, let's say. I got second Riyah on the 29th day from the first Riyah. So So I'm counting forward, 29 is now 1 for the forward. So it's 29 from the previous Riyah, but day 1 for the following Riyah. Now, the Ikar Adin, the Yom HaChodesh and the Yom HaFlaga, is the Oinas Riyah. Oinas Riyah means the time that she saw. If it was during the day, if in the previous month she got her Riyah during the day, so then the Zman of the Oina, of the Vest HaChodesh, or the Vest HaFlaga, will be during the day. If it was at night, so there will be a night. There's a chumrah from the Arz Ruah, which is to be pirish also in the previous oina. Let's say the Re'iyah was during the day, so the oinas Re'iyah is during the day, and the Arz Ruah will be the night before. If the oinas Re'iyah is at night, then the oinas Arz Ruah is the day before the night. Now, if let's say she saw on the 30th of the month, on the Lamed of the Chodesh, so in the next month it's Chasar, she doesn't have the 30th to be Chayshish, so there are different Shitas over here. The Pesach that we go with is that she has to keep in mind the next month when there will be a Lamed, she has to make sure not to see on that Lamed. In the Oina Beinanis, the Oina Beinis may Ikra Din, they need to be Pirish. Again, the Oina Sariya. Ikra Din is the Oina Sariya. What?
Following month, she doesn't have
any. Right. Oina Beinis may Ikra Din is the Zman, the Riya, the Oina Sariya, if it was day or night. Over here, there's a Chumrah from the Crazy to keep the full calendar day, which is from Shkia to Shkia. And if you're keeping the crazy, then there's no Arzurua. There's another Chumrah also, by the Ayin Beinis, which is day 31. So, just the sub... What?
Keeping the crazy.
Night and the day. That's
so
right.
Then she shouldn't keep the Arzura.
That's right. You don't keep
the crazy, then keep the Arzura.
What? I didn't say that. I'm just throwing out the thing. So like this. So then there's another Chumra, which is day 31. So just to sum it up, and then we'll try to sum it up, is like this. Me'ikar Adin, and this is what, when making the Cheshbonis, you have to make sure that this Cheshbon is done correctly, is you're making three Cheshbonis. The Yom HaChodesh, which is the Oina Sariyah, which is the day of the month. If this month she got the Riyah on Tezvav, then you're marking off the next month Tezvav. If the Riyah came during the day, the next month during the day. That's Me'ikar Adin. If between this Riyah and the previous year was 29 days, you're going to count 29 from Chavtes, let's say. Let's say the Riyah first one was Aleph, now this one's Chavtes. You're going to count 29 days. Which may come out to Chav Zayin or something like that in the next. And that will be the Haflaga. And then the Oina Beinis is the 30th day from this Chavtes. What? And including you count Chavtes is day one. Those are the three Me'ikra Dins, the Oina Sariyah. Now the Chumrah of the Arzarua, which is by, let's start off with Chodesh and Haflaga. The Chumrah of the Arzarua is the Oina before the Oina Sariya. I asked someone to make a blackboard, but I didn't make it here. So the Oina's Arzuru is the Oina beforehand, which let's say in our case was day, so it's the night before. So that's a Chumrah. It's a Chumrah. And in many places, it was treated as a Chumrah, which was not accepted. Here in Israel, it was really unaccepted until recently. America was more accepted because Rav Moshe was very much choshish for it. Rav Yehuda Chaznish held this real chumrah. It was less accepted at one point. It became more accepted by Bnei Torah recently. But again, it's a chumrah. My suggestion is as Bli Neder. But the Ikar Zman, that's what we have to get klar. The Ikar Zman is the Oina Sariyah, which is the day and the night before, is a chumrah which believe that to keep it, if it's possible, to one should.
Who's counting the Ria as day one?
Yeah. The Oina Beinonis over there, again, the Ikazman Prisha is the day or night. The Ria is during the day, then it's the day. The Chumrah of the Crazy, which became more accepted over here in Israel and other places, came accepted. A lot of places in America, they don't even talk about it. But the Crazy would be the full calendar day, which is Shkia to Shkia. If one heard of it, okay. If they didn't hear of it, then just leave it. And whether you keep the Arzurua on the Ein Abeinus, if you're keeping the Crazy, then you do not keep the Arzurua. And if you're not keeping the Crazy, so then you can keep the Arzurua L'chumra.
It's like going to be enough to meet up for 10
days, right? That's right. Like the point that I was just pointing out was that the Nafkamina will be if the Ein Asuri is at night. So Arzurua means the day before, the Crazy means the day after. Okay.
What's up, sir?
We're about to say right now. Good point.
Crazy
good
is only question. By the
what?
Crazy is only by the Venus?
Crazy is only by the Venus.
But Arzurua is by both.
Arzurua, right.
Not by Lama.
What?
Not by Lama. Lama.
I didn't say that yet.
And the Crazy is the same thing by 31.
What's it? Try, I'm going to get confused quicker than you. What's it? Day 31 is also a Chumrah. It's also a Chumrah. We treat day 30... as Mikra Adin, day 31 we treat it as a Chumrah, and therefore we don't say Chumrah and a Chumrah, so even if one keeps day 31, it's without the Crazy and without the Arzurua. It's just the Oina Sari'iyah alone. Okay, now let's move on to the next step. What is included in the Prisha? What's included in the Prisha is Issa Tashmish, and that's it. Chibuk v'nishuk is tavil abracha. If one refrains from chibuk v'nishuk, tavil abracha, it's an easy way to get a bracha. But all the other archakas are muta, and there's no makam to be machmir on the other archakas. On the zmanim which are chumris, like the, what we call the arzurua, or the zman of the crazy, or day 31, one could be more lenient on the chibuk v'nishuk. Especially if being lenient on the Chibuk Nish will help you not have to come to Tashmish. That's fine. Any type of hug, kiss, type of negir with affection that could lead to the Tashmish.
Anything about Tashmish?
What?
Anything about Tashmish?
Stop touching or passing or putting food down, all that is part of Chakis, which says no makat to be machmer. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. On the vest, is mutter sleep in the same bed. That's mutter. Now, that's the prisha. Bidika, what's the din with bidika? There's a din bidika. The din bidika is to do one bidika during the oinas ri'iyah. During the oinas ri'iyah. Bidika is during the oinas ri'iyah. During the chumris, there's no bidikas. So all the chumras are just for prisha, not for bedika. And the oinas ri'iyah is for prisha and one bedika. When to do the bedika? Anytime throughout that zman of the oinas ri'iyah. If it's day, sometime throughout the day. If it's night, sometime throughout the night.
On each one,
on all three. Now let's say one forgets to do the bedika. Anytime throughout the day or throughout the night. It could be in the beginning, middle, or end. As long as the one moment there was a bidika done, that's fine. If one forgets to do the bidika, so then, means she remembered after the oina passed, so by chaydash naflaga, you do not need to make it up. She can't lechatchila forget it, but if she did forget it, so she does not need to make it up. By Oina Beinis, they're usher b'tashmish until she does the bedika. There are times when you'll speak to the Rav in certain cases where the Rav will give a heter that she doesn't have to do a bedika on the chodesh and haflaga. But that heter will only work for the chodesh and haflaga, but will not work for the Oina Beinis. They'll be usher until they do that bedika once they pass the Oina Beinis.
What now, are grounds for that?
What?
What are grounds for that?
Depends on what the situation is. In any situation where she feels that she won't be able to do a bedikah for whatever reason it may be, she has to speak to the Rav. Okay, now, there's something called Yom Nevuchim, which is, like we mentioned earlier, that most women know between what days they're probably going to get their Iyah. They're not kavua, they're not random. It's between a certain amount of days. Over here, we do not follow the shita of that during those days she has to do bedikas throughout those days. As long as she does the bedikas on the vestis, on the chaydish, haflaga, in the benis, then she doesn't have to do any more bedikas than that. However, during those days, or if she passed her vestis, she passed all the days of vestis, and she did not get her period yet, and she's not pregnant, or she's not sure if she's pregnant, so then what is suggested is to do a kinuach, not a bedika. A kinuach, no bedika. Doing bedika may aser her, and then she'll be aser perhaps for a few days extra. But do a kinuach. She should wipe herself from the outside. If she sees dam, so she knows something's starting, and they know not to be together. But she won't be aser yet, because it's a tissue, which is dam kavatoma. If it's clean, so then they could be together. There's a din of a yoytzel derech. Someone's leaving for someone's going for a journey, and he's gonna be missing the next oina. So there's a mitzvah's oina, a chiv to be with his wife before he leaves. A type of dvar mitzvah where his mind is already torahed on it. But otherwise he has a chiv to be with her before he leaves. Question is, if the night before he's leaving, the time before he's leaving, she's already also because of a vesp. If she's also, she's also. But if it's because of a vesp, so then if it's a zman, which is a chumra, one of the chumras, so then even if you're makbir on it, we mevatel it, and you have to be with her. If it's one of the ikr, that's when yetzer derech is, yeah. Which means like 2 or 3 days. If it's a Friday night, so just going away for Shabbos. So if it's the Ikra Inasa, then me Ikra then one should spend time with Chibik Venishik and not have to come to Tashmish unless it's a real need. Now being oikar vest, meaning, so this month I made the chishmainis, I have 3 chishashis. At what point do I no longer need to be chishish these 3 chishashis? So if it would be a kvua, which we didn't get into so much, we mentioned in the beginning, so it would take 3 times to uproot it. Anyone who does find the kvias should speak to a rav about the dinim, how, if it is a kvias and had to be oikar. But working with our vest, she'ini kavua, so it takes once to be oikar. Once you pass it once, you no longer have to be a chash for it. There are those that learned about the base mayor, which is that a shorter vest cannot be, a shorter haflaga cannot be oikar, a long haflaga. In my personal opinion, I don't go with that. So those that don't know what I'm talking about, leave it that way. And those that know what I'm talking about could decide what you want to do further.
Meaning hold a shorter vest, uproots and
all that. That's exactly correct. Right. So once you pass that, right. Now, in cases where someone forgot, they didn't do the calendar right, they didn't mark it down right away, they didn't follow what the Chacham Sadim said, and now they're not sure, so they should speak to a Rav what to do in such a case. A lady who's taking pills to hold back the dam, so she has also separate dinim. She doesn't have the regular dinim of vestis. She should find out based on the pill that she's taking. She should find out what her din vest is if she has a din vest. Vest haguf, which the girls learn about, if they have symptoms and aches and back pains and things like that, the derech klal is not what's considered vesta guf, and therefore one doesn't have to worry about it. But for your wife's sake, just call the rav, so the rav will say that's not a gear. Any questions? Oh, that's Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva, and other pesukim will follow that also, that a lady who three times in a row got her re'iyah after 30 does not have to keep on abeinus, and that's correct.
But she one time sees less than 30, she think it's about...
So one time not.
Three times.
My son says, yeah? What? I hear, okay. No, it's only if it starts and then goes further. Yeah, it's only if it starts. Okay, I don't want to get complicated. But that machlek is only if it starts and then continues on to that day. Yeah, okay.
Do you see from flights? When you see it every time she flies, that would be good.
Okay, these complicated questions and just on basic on what I said. I'll talk to you after that, but...
Do you have a vest by day or just by night? Like 3 times a day, 3 times a night?
Or is that not? A vest kavua?
No, just by
no,
day or
no, no. Again, the day does not create any vest kavua. Tuesday won't either create a vest kavua unless it's with something else. Right? The Tuesday is only if there's equal amount of weeks in between. And day or night is only if it's the same day of the month or equal amount of days in between.
Tuesday also has the aina, the same aina.
Yeah. Okay. Just each time you make the three cheshbonim from new and that's it.
Each time you make
the
three cheshbonim from new and that's it. Every 3 times.
So she gets me, make the three cheshbonim without working with the previous cheshbonim.
So it's not to worry about previous cheshbonim. It's always going to be a 30-day thing, right? So 30. So what do we say? The next month, you don't 30, you don't worry about it?
No, there'll be 30, but there won't be 30.
That's what I mean. I'll be 30, since there's no 30 a day, you don't worry about it.
No, you're lamed, so you have to wait until the next year.
Okay, so you can
die?